What's all going to be taking place at this one special day coming up again at the Kiblinger on Saturday?
It's just going to be a big day of team roping, two separate ropings, but all together it'll start around 10 o'clock in the morning and go most of the day and early evening, and maybe even later evening, just depending on the turnout. The weather should be good with the reason for doing it. Should pull a lot of people in, make it a nice day. Everybody get together and celebrate and, you know, in Garrett's memory and do some roping. Enjoy it, and yeah, just a big fun day, and it all is very fitting, being that, you know, Garrett did a lot of things at the Kiblinger, and well, even you know, there's a lot of reasons it all ties together to his memorial being at the Kiblinger, and we've all got a lot of memories there with Garrett, so we'll continue to do that in his memory. And got some really neat awards that are going to be nice hardware. Whoever is lucky enough to take some home that day will get to take something home that they'll really cherish. So, and if nothing else, just everybody enjoy the day doing what they enjoy, you know, and in Garrett's memory.
You bet. No question about it. Have you got a lot of people have already committed and signed up for this Saturday event?
It's a competition where people will enter the day of, but with the feedback we're getting going into the weekend, it's going to be a pretty large event. Yeah, it's going to be good. And I know a lot of the local friends and different people from the area that are friends with us and Garrett and family get together and help out. And if you're not a team roper, you know, Garrett had a lot of friends that will be involved, and just be a nice, enjoyable day.
Sweet looking belt buckles for the champion team roper. I mean, I'm looking at the website, the Garrett Noakes Memorial Facebook page right now, and boy, those are some sweet looking belt buckles, aren't they?
Yeah, they turned out really well. I'm excited about it. Last year I was lucky enough I won second, and second place is, it's the belt buckle put on a Yeti mug, and that was awesome. So I got one of those. So I'm going to work a little harder this year to try to win first and maybe win one of them buckles. And if I do, great. If not, I'll be excited to see somebody else get to take one home.
I was just going to ask you, so you are going to be competing coming up on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we'll be there. And, yep, my nephew Parker and I are entering one of the ropings. So that's kind of exciting, and we usually rope pretty well together, so hopefully we get a little luck on our side that way. Maybe we can have some luck, but yeah, no, just a lot of fun things going to be happening that day, and I'm sure with a good reason.
And I'm sure, and no question, going to have a good turnout. Got a lot of great sponsors, Justin, I mean, a ton of people helping sponsor this great event.
Yeah, it's, when you do something for all the right reasons, it's pretty easy to get a lot of help. And that's kind of how this feel is all coming together.
Tell me what you're doing lately. You know, with this great event, I don't think you're coaching rodeo anymore. What else are you kind of doing these days? You're still competing a little bit now and then, aren't you?
Yeah, we do a little bit of team roping, just nothing extensive, just some jackpot roping, just practicing. My little girl Hallie is 5, so she's riding some now, and a little more focused on getting her going. And my wife and I, we got a business, LH Manufacturing in Hastings, that keeps us pretty busy. Yeah, life's busy, family and work, and yeah, and we like to follow, you know, Trevor and Parker around, and that right there probably sums it up. That's about what we get done these days.
That keeps you busy. Hey, Justin, thanks a million. I appreciate it. Well, we've been talking about it all week. We'll continue with this interview. I appreciate the time, sir. Thanks a million.
All right. Thank you, Rich.